You better come on in my kitchen. There's hard to be raining her do.
Come over here, kid. Why, sir? You never know, you might have to cook for 20 guys someday. You see, you start out with a little bit of oil. You fry some garlic. Then you throw in some tomatoes, tomato paste, you fry it, you make sure it doesn't stick. You gotta do a boil, you shove in all your sausage and your meatballs. Huh? A little bit of wine. A little bit of sugar. And that's my trick.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore.
Enough. I'm so sick and tired of hearing you people talk about food, food, food. That's all anybody ever talks about is prosciutto, cheese, and fava beans. I'm drowning here.
Jesus Christ, take it easy.
We're not even engaged yet.
When you're married, you'll understand the importance of fresh produce.
I eat with gusto, damn your bet. My country, tis of thee. I eat for social progress. I eat for victory.
Delicious.
Stay hungry, stay hungry, stay hungry.
You want some more?
Good evening and welcome to Mouthful, the Wine Country's most delicious hour. It's Michelle Anna Jordan. I'll be with you until 7 o'clock. How are you doing? It was not as hot today as it was supposed to be. Isn't that a great thing? I was so very happy. Sure started out like it was going to, though. Boy, at the farmer's market early this morning at about 9:30 in Sebastopol, it was really already broiling, but then it just kind of fizzled out. Before I introduce this evening's guest, I have to tell you what I did this afternoon. Marisa Gugiana has been a guest here on Mouthful before. She has Sonoma Direct. She's also one of the people who helped get the Sonoma County Meat Buyers Club going, and she's just a little firebrand. She thinks up so many great things to do, and she had Tamar Adler, who is a butcher. She's also been a cook down at Chez Panisse. She's a journalist before that, and she is headed back to New York to do a nine-month program for mid-career journalists at Columbia University. Well, she had a workshop today, a class on butchering, and I think there were six of us in the class, and we broke down a leg of lamb, broke down, boned out a chicken, and then she broke down a whole side of pork. And it was just really interesting watching how she worked, because it's, you know, butchering is an art, and it's in part anatomy. It's anatomy and gravity and a whole lot of intuition. And I've done these things before. I've never broken down a side of pork before, but I've certainly boned a whole lot of lamb in my time and plenty of chickens. But still, to be part